If you are currently feeling like you're drowning in a tidal wave of security alerts, another zero day, another mandatory patch, trust me, you are not alone. The sheer volume of critical security information out there can be absolutely paralyzing. But sometimes a flaw emerges that is so breathtakingly simple, so widely applicable, and so utterly dangerous that you just have to drop everything else and pay attention. And that is precisely why we are doing this deep dive into the sources you shared with us today. Our mission is to take a really hard look at a massive database security crisis that researchers are calling MongoBleed. This vulnerability, officially it's CVE 2025-14847, directly targets MongoDB, which is, it's arguably the most popular document database in the world. We need to go beyond the press releases. We need to figure out exactly how this flaw allows unauthorized access to extremely sensitive data, and maybe most critically, what immediate steps must be taken to secure environments, like right now.
And we really need to acknowledge right up front that this isn't some theoretical exercise in risk management. The sources confirm this is a live, active crisis. This thing carries an alarmingly high severity rating. It's an 8.7 out of 10 on the CVSS scale, which, that usually signifies a major, major issue. But the detail that really elevates this to panic status is twofold. One, it is being actively exploited in the wild today, right now.
Actively exploited. That's the phrase that instantly changes a patching weekend into a patching emergency.
It does. And the second part, which should just send a shiver down the spine of every security professional, is the lack of a prerequisite. Exploitation of MongoBleed requires absolutely no authentication credentials.
Wow.
Attackers do not need a username. They do not need a password. They don't need to successfully log into the database to start stealing data. They just need to be able to talk to it over the network.
That's terrifying. If authentication is completely bypassed, it means the flaw is operating at a fundamental layer way below the application security model.
Yeah.
So let's unpack this. What exactly is the technical root of MongoBleed? How can a major database server be fooled into leaking secrets before it even asks who you are?
Well, the problem isn't in MongoDB's core logic, the data storage or indexing. It lies much deeper within its network communication and packet handling mechanisms. When MongoDB gets a network message, especially a big one, it often uses compression to speed things up, and it relies on a ubiquitous foundational tool for this, the zlib library.
Ah, okay. So the flaw isn't even in the database code itself, but in how it uses a standard foundational compression tool that handles network stuff.
Precisely. And the crucial operational flaw is how these affected MongoDB versions calculate the memory needed to handle that compressed data. An attacker sends a packet, and within that compressed message, they include a header that tells the server, "Hey, when you decompress this, it's going to expand to this ridiculously large size." The vulnerability then kicks in. The affected MongoDB versions, they mistakenly return the amount of allocated memory that was set aside based on that bogus inflated size claim, instead of reporting the actual true size of the tiny amount of decompressed data. It's a massive memory allocation mismatch.
Okay, let's try to nail this concept down with an analogy so it really sticks with you, the listener. We're talking about a memory leak, right?
Yes, exactly. Think of the MongoDB server as a mailroom clerk. A compressed network message is like a tiny letter sent in a specialized, weird envelope. The clerk, so MongoDB, looks at the return label, the deceptive header, which says, "Warning, contents will fill an entire cargo shipping container."
And based on just that claim, the clerk goes and allocates space for a whole cargo container, even though the actual letter inside is, what, a sticky note?
Exactly. And when the server goes to return that sticky note to the sender, it uses that massively oversized memory buffer, that cargo container space, and it sends back everything that was inside it. And that container, it often holds sensitive, adjacent items, secrets from other application processes that were just sitting around in that memory space.
And because this all happens right at the connection handshake, before any login prompt even appears, the attacker triggers this miscalculation completely anonymously. It explains why we call it unauthenticated memory leakage.
It absolutely does.
So now that we understand the why, this really terrible miscalculation, the scale of this problem is where the real panic sets in. When we look at the data you pulled from the sources, what are we looking at globally?
The scale is immense, and it really emphasizes why patching is just not negotiable right now. Security platforms have detected over 87,000 potentially vulnerable MongoDB instances accessible directly from the public internet.
87,000?
87,000. These are database servers that are just sitting ducks for automated scanning tools. An attacker doesn't even need to hunt. They just run a script.
So 87,000 publicly exposed doors to highly sensitive data. That is not just a vulnerability, it's a global infrastructure crisis.
And we can actually see where these exposures are concentrated. The United States leads the list with nearly 20,000 exposed servers. China follows pretty closely with approximately 17,000 instances. And then Germany rounds out the top three with close to 8,000 vulnerable systems. It really shows the widespread adoption of MongoDB and, unfortunately, the widespread failure to put databases behind proper network defenses.
That geographic concentration makes a lot of sense, given the global tech hubs. But let's shift gears to cloud and internal deployments. We know that most enterprise-grade databases are not just left sitting exposed on the public internet. What about internal systems or the ones hidden behind cloud VPCs?
That's a critical question. And the sources show that cloud infrastructure faces a huge risk, even internally. Analysis reveals that 42% of monitored production environments contain at least one MongoDB installation running a vulnerable version.
42%.
Yeah. And that number includes both internal dev resources and publicly accessible systems.
So even if the database is tucked away on an internal network, almost half of the environments that were scanned have this ticking time bomb ready to go off if an internal system is compromised or if the database is just misconfigured in the cloud.
Precisely. The attack surface is huge, regardless of whether the database is internet-facing or buried deep inside a private network, because the flaw itself is just so fundamental to how the database operates.
Okay, let's transition to the how, the actual exploit. How does an attacker actually turn this simple memory mismatch, this oversized mail delivery, into a practical, usable data leak?
It starts with the attacker initiating the connection and sending that specially crafted, malformed packet, the one with the deceptive size header we talked about. When the server allocates that huge memory buffer and then only writes the small amount of decompressed data into the very start of that buffer, well, the rest of the buffer is still filled with whatever junk was already in that section of memory. And that junk often includes highly sensitive remnants from other concurrent database operations.
So the MongoDB process runs, it allocates the oversized container, and when the server sends its response back to the attacker, it doesn't just send back the legitimate reply, it includes all the adjacent data that it accidentally scooped up.
Correct. The server returns the legitimate response data plus all the data from those adjacent memory regions. This is why researchers were able to so quickly publish demonstration code that successfully extracts highly sensitive secrets using only the target's IP address.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they connect, they trigger the leak, grab a small chunk of adjacent memory, disconnect, and then they just repeat that hundreds, maybe thousands of times.
So that high volume, low content connection pattern we mentioned earlier, mm-hmm. that's the data siphon in action. So what kind of highly sensitive information are we talking about here? What's the biggest prize sitting in that leaked memory?
We're talking about core infrastructure crown jewels. First, database credentials, which are often temporarily stored in plain text in memory during connection processing. But the truly catastrophic leakage is the potential for cloud service access keys.
Oh, that's bad. If an attacker grabs an AWS IAM key or an Azure Service Principal key, a key your app uses to connect to other cloud resources, the vulnerability instantly moves from a database compromise to a full infrastructure takeover.
Absolutely. The attacker doesn't just get your user data. They potentially become you inside your cloud environment. They can achieve horizontal movement, accessing S3 buckets, other managed services, maybe even spinning up new resources under your account. And on top of that, session authentication tokens, config details, internal system logs, and of course, any personally identifiable information, PII, about users that just happens to be in memory at that time are all at risk.
This sounds like a really rapid, high-yield attack that targets the operational heart of an organization.
It is. The goal is often not just the database content, but the keys that unlock the entire infrastructure built around that database.
Let's turn now to the solution, because every second we talk here is another second of exposure for unpatched systems. We need to frame this section not just as a list of numbers, but as a crisis that was born from, well, technical debt. What specific versions are caught in this Mongo bleed trap, and how far back does this problem actually go?
The extent of the affected versions is what makes this a technical debt tsunami. This flaw affects an incredibly wide and very long-standing range of MongoDB releases. We're not just talking about the latest major versions. That list includes the current series. 8.2 up to 8.2.3, 8.0 up to 8.0.16, and 7.0 up to 7.0.26. But look at how deep this goes. The 6.0 series, 5.0, and 4.4 are all impacted up to their recent minor versions. And the real jaw-dropper is that every single version of MongoDB, 4.2, 4.0, and 3.6, is vulnerable.
Yeah, version.
Every single one. That means if you've been running a legacy, unmaintained MongoDB instance that dates back to late 2017, even if you thought it was safe because it was internally segmented, it is fully exposed to this critical flaw.
7 years of accumulated technical debt suddenly becoming a critical security liability. That forces a lot of very painful unscheduled work. So what are the targets? What specific patched versions do organizations need to jump to immediately?
MongoDB has released fixes across all the currently supported and even many older branches. So organizations must upgrade immediately to one of the following safe versions, depending on the branch they're running. 8.2.3, 8.0.17, 7.0.28, 6.0.32, or 4.4.30. Those are the versions that contain the fix for the faulty zlib handling.
I imagine there's a huge sigh of relief for anyone running a managed service. What about MongoDB Atlas customers?
Absolutely. For those using MongoDB Atlas, the fully managed cloud service, MongoDB automatically applied the necessary patches. So customers running Atlas do not need to take any manual action for this specific vulnerability, which, I mean, it really showcases the immense benefit of using a managed solution during a zero-day event.
That covers the managed world.
Yeah.
But for the huge number of self-hosted users, the ones who really carry that technical debt, what if an immediate upgrade is just impossible? Maybe they have complex compatibility issues or an outage window isn't scheduled for weeks. Is there any way to buy some time?
There is a limited temporary workaround, but it's a difficult trade-off. Administrators can completely disable zlib compression on their MongoDB servers. This eliminates the attack vector because the flawed zlib packet handling mechanism is simply never used.
But I'm guessing there's a performance hit.
A big one. You have to caution that disabling compression will almost certainly impact performance, potentially severely, especially for heavy network traffic. If compression is absolutely necessary, the sources suggest migrating immediately to alternative non-vulnerable methods like Zstandard or Snappy. But again, this is a stopgap measure. Patching is the only complete mitigation.
Right. Okay, so applying the patch is step one. But security teams have to operate on the assumption they were compromised before the fix went in. What does that critical next step look like? What does a comprehensive response require?
Well, patching is the reactive mitigation. The comprehensive response is proactive assessment for prior compromise and widespread cleanup. For detection, security teams need to hunt for specific abnormal patterns in their MongoDB connection logs. Specifically, look for source IP addresses that are establishing hundreds or thousands of connections without generating corresponding normal metadata or query events. As we discussed, an attacker doing a memory leak attack is connecting over and over to gather tiny data fragments. That burst of connections is their fingerprint.
So high volume, suspicious repetition, and no actual productive work being done by that connection.
Precisely. And beyond detection, the post-compromise cleanup is crucial. This is where the operational pain really lies. Organizations must perform immediate and widespread credential rotation.
And when you say widespread, you mean everything?
I mean everything. Rotate all potentially exposed secrets, every database password, every application service account, all API keys, all cloud service credentials, and any application secrets that touch that MongoDB instance.
When you have legacy systems dating back 7 years, tracing every single one of those service account keys and rotating them across the entire deployment, that is not a 5-minute job. That's a massive operational effort.
It is a massive undertaking, but it is necessary because you have to assume exposure. A determined attacker is often skilled at flying under the radar, and even if you find no explicit evidence of compromise, those keys must be considered burnt.
And finally, the sources bring up a necessary long-term review of network architecture. This vulnerability really highlights the failure of network segmentation as the only defense.
It absolutely does. The painful lesson here is that you cannot rely solely on the firewall. Organizations have to review their network architecture to make sure MongoDB instances do not have any unnecessary public exposure. Implement strict network segmentation and firewall rules that conform to the principle of least privilege. The vast majority of those 87,000 exposed systems should only ever be accessible internally within a highly trusted, secure network segment. This vulnerability serves as a brutal reminder. Even if a system is internally segmented, the risk of a breach on another internal system means an attacker can pivot and immediately exploit this unauthenticated flaw. Internal threats are just as dangerous when vulnerabilities like this exist.
So to summarize this deep dive for you, MongoBleed is dangerous because it requires zero authentication, it affects nearly every version of the software released in the last 7 years, and it can leak core infrastructure secrets, turning a database compromise into a full cloud infrastructure takeover. Patching to versions like 7.0.28 or 8.82.3 is mandatory, and the rotation of every associated secret must follow immediately.
And here is the final provocative thought we need you to carry forward, connecting back to that idea of network segmentation failure. If unpatched instances remain vulnerable to threats, even in a securely isolated private network, vulnerable to internal bad actors or systems that are already compromised, how does the risk of MongoBleed fundamentally change the security architecture required for any internal database deployment, even those legacy systems you thought were safe behind the firewall? The overwhelming lesson here is that relying on network security as your primary defense is just. It's insufficient. You have to patch everything, regardless of where it lives on your network.